Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program, but the folks who really understand the days are getting longer, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Hey, you bet the days are, in fact, getting longer. It means that we're one day closer to spring. I know it's hard to remember as we still deal with winter, but it's going to happen. It always does. Kind of like the annual meeting of the South Dakota Corn Growers, which has happened 33 times now, will again in 2020. I've served as MC for a lot of years. I really believe that overall this is one of the better annual meetings, and there have been many. To begin with, for the first time ever, this is a rare occasion in our state, the entire delegation was in attendance. Said a few words, those words were brief and meaningful. Governor Noem, Senator Thune, Senator Rounds, and Congressman Johnson were all with us. In fact, the governor's entire family was there. The educational component was very good, and I can't tell you how much I enjoyed Howard Vincent, the CEO of Pheasants Forever, who spoke at the banquet. South Dakota corn, because of its conservation and sustainability efforts, is really in tune with Pheasants Forever. After listening to Mr. Vincent, what we can accomplish together is going to be fun to be a part of. You know, 10 years ago, the topic of sustainability was seldom a part of ag gatherings. Now it's often the main focus. The reason is simple. Farm and ranch families in our state want to leave their land better than when they took it over. Retired several wonderful board members that evening. The Corn Grower board members leaving are Troy Connect, Keith Elverson, Steve Halverson, Bob Schmidt, and Mike Nicholas. Retiring board members from the Corn Utilization Council, Reno Bergman and Nick Jorgensen. On behalf of all the folks at South Dakota Corn, thanks a million for serving. You know, this event couldn't be put on without the support of our diamond sponsors, Farm Credit Services of America, Hefty, Poet, Syngenta, and the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council. Our platinum sponsors are Bayer, DeKalb, and WNAX. To all of those folks, we simply say thank you. In closing, I'm going to say, way to go, South Dakota Corn. Let's do it again next year. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe and thanks for what you do.